You're listening to Ivory Towers Radio. We still know how to play rock and roll. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where we still know how to play rock and roll. Of course, Chuck Berry, who better to start with? I'm Rick Rockwell in D.C., and joining us from Dallas is co-host Jeff Siegel. Hello, Jeff.
Rick, your choice of music is always inspired.
Well, we hope to inspire you as we have a little fun with rock and roll music from lots of decades, from the very start to the very recent material. Right here on Ivory Towers, where we're actually not stuck in the tower, but somewhere in between that ethereal place and where radio is right now, which is not a good place, as we know.
And we're going to try to bring radio back to where it needs to be.
Indeed, that's our mission, and we hope that you're in it with us. And we hope that you'll enjoy our show, which we hope to bring you on a weekly basis. Let's get right to the newer material now, something from a band called Audioslave.
Alarms and lights, plain clothes and Miranda Ray. from the day you were born. There's no need to apologize for the riot in your eyes, 'cause some days just ain't so easy.
Wash away the rain.
And there you have the latest from Godsmack on Ivory Towers Radio. We heard various items. Godsmack from their latest, their fourth. We started off with Audio Slave with Some Days, and also heard Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. How does that sound all the way out there in Dallas?
It's inspired once again, and it reminds me of if songs like this were played on the radio, more people would listen.
Well, as we know, radio is losing its way to things like what we're doing here, podcasting on Ivory Towers, and we hope to be bringing you that sound that you missed from the 60s, 70s, and maybe even a little slice of the 80s when radio used to be somewhat original. What do we have coming up next, Jeff?
Well, we have now a feature called Jeff's New Wave, and hopefully one day we'll have really spiffy theme music for it. But what I'm going to do is find a really interesting song from New Wave, from the late 70s and early 80s, New Wave, punk, all sorts of those very interesting things. And Rick, I couldn't think of anything better to start this off with than a live version of Elvis Costello doing one of our favorite songs, Radio Radio. Elvis Costello from Radio Radio from Live at the Alma Combo in 1978. You can actually buy that record. It's part of a Ryko disc collection called 2.5 Years, which is the first two Elvis records, My Aim is True and This Year's Model. And this was a live show, a nightclub in Toronto called the Alma Combo.
I have to ask, because this has been a theme song for you and I for, I do not want to list the years, but almost since this song came out. And I wonder if, in your opinion, maybe radio has been deteriorating since that point.
You know, if Elvis is talking about the radio programmers trying to anesthetize the way that you feel in 1978, I guess they figure that we're already anesthetized, and now they're hitting us over the head with sticks because we're too stupid to feel the pain.
Well, we don't want to bring pain. We don't want to anesthetize you. Actually, we actually want to stimulate your mental cortex with some of this music, which we hope brings you all facets of rock and roll here on Ivory Towers Radio. I think next we have a little bit of a mish and a mash, some things from that new wave period, but also some different things too. So let's get that rolling with the Cars.
Is she there? Sweet tuna, give me the slip. You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not good for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Ah, yes, Forbidden Love. There's nothing that gets the adrenaline pumping like a little bit of that. We heard Layla, Derek and the Dominoes, Stacy's Mom from Fountains of Wayne, and My Best Friend's Girl, The Cars, got us started. Certainly a set from various eras of rock, and one with a theme that, I guess every boy, man, maybe we should have put some mannish boy in there, certainly gets excited with that theme.
And some of the greatest air guitar in the history of the world.
That's right. If you were not playing your air guitar, then you must be ill, because just some fantastic licks in those songs. And I think we were talking about some of the different influences in that music off mic, and discussing the idea that Fountains of Wayne may have been a little bit inspired by the Cars in how they put Stacy's Mom together.
It's those harmonies that popping up notes, boom, boom, boom. Bah. Of course, now we're asking me to talk about music instead of playing it, and I'm not sure we want to do that.
Well, we do want to play more music. We were also talking about Fountains of Wayne, certainly influenced by others. Buddy Holly we can hear in that song, as we can in the Cars music, too.
And that's, Rick, that's part of the point that we hope the listeners will get from this, is rock and roll is 50 years old, and there's a lot of stuff to listen to from the beginning all the way up to today, and everybody's been borrowing, and everybody's been using a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and if the people running radio today would just let us hear it, we'd all enjoy it.
Indeed. If you played rock from start to finish, and actually no finish, it's now, for those folks who think rock is dead, well, it's a lot wider place to play in than what we're told the sandbox is these days. We have some other special features, though, coming up, and what do we have coming up next?
We have coming up now is going back to that 50-year history of other bands, other artists recording the songs written by other artists, and I thought also for the first show we had a perfect selection. Bob Dylan, one of the all-time great songwriters, and almost everybody you can think of has covered Bob Dylan, including Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. This was at the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary concert, and Rick, I want to send this out to Dick Cheney and all the boys at Halliburton.
Come, you masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the death place, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but to build and destroy, you play with my world. You put a drug in my hair, then you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie in D.C. The world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You that fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, then you sit back and watch while the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while young people's blood flows
grows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that could ever be hurled. The fear to bring children into this world. For threatening my baby, I'm born and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Oh, I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll walk as your Lord. Show that you're dead.
That was Eddie Vedder doing Masters of War, the Dylan tune from the Bob Dylan, the 30th anniversary concert here on Ivory Towers Radio. I love that song. I love the way Eddie Vedder does it. And we're going to try to make a little cover tune every week, and hopefully everybody listening out there can tell us what they thought of our selection, and you'll be able to let us know what you think through Ivory Towers, the Ivory Towers blog.
That's right. At the end of our little podcast here, we will give you the address, and that's a good place to drop us a note for now, until we set up some sort of email system where people can ask for requests or make comments or interact with us a little bit more than just the static podcast, because as we know, good radio is interactive. The listeners are part of it, just as the disc jockeys are part of it. We want to share what we know about music and discuss it and get your opinions too.
Because that's another one of the problems with radio today, is it's so automated and it's so pre-formatted and it's so canned that they don't care what the listeners think. They tell the listeners what to think.
Indeed, indeed. And just in case folks are interested, some of our background music here is a little bit of Tangerine Dream. So if you're curious about what those songs might be, just a little background for us to cover up the hiss in the radio line here between Washington, D.C. and Dallas, our bipolar podcast for you. Coming up, we have an interesting group of ladies of rock and roll, and we're going to get that started right now with a little bit of Aretha Franklin.
Another day, Lord, it made me feel. day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. When my soul was in the lost and found,
gonna make you see.
post-punk, post-feminist screed there from the Donnas, the women of rock and roll. We had the Pretenders, Brass in Pocket, and also the legendary Aretha with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Certainly is a very evocative number of songs there.
Well, Rick, it's like Chrissy says, she's special.
Indeed they are. And for those who say that women don't get their due in rock and roll, I think there's at least three there, and you can find just... It's actually not hard to find women doing good things in rock and roll, unlike me.
We haven't even started, Rick.
Indeed, indeed.
Scratch the surface.
So another one of our features that we'll be bringing to you every time here on Ivory Towers Radio is something I know that's near and dear to my friend Jeff's heart. We have a special section called Rick's Metal Shop. And as you might expect, we have some very special heavy metal. We'll have, as Jeff likes to hear, a tasty track of heavy metal for you every time. I'm going to start our time off this show with, I think, my favorite metal band right now, a group called Avenged Sevenfold.
Everyone
And there you have it, the first cut for Rick's Metal Shop. We have Avenged Sevenfold with Burn It Down from their release City of Evil, their last release. This is a band out of Southern California from Huntington Beach, as a matter of fact, and I actually think they have a little bit of a punk influence in them, but more to the point, they have... If this were a wine that we were sampling, Jeff, you could see that they have some tastes of Metallica in there, the smoky tobacco maybe of Megadeth, and just a dash of Black Sabbath.
All I noticed was that they were trying to play it fast, and every time they thought they were playing it fast enough, they realized they needed to play it faster.
Well, I think that's what it's all about. Sometimes in certain branches of rock and roll, it's all about. If it's fast and loud, that's what counts the most.
Oh, I can't argue that point with you. Hey, listen, we're going to finish up this first Ivory Towers Radio Rec with a little something, I think, that...
But first, it's time for our shameless plug.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, Jeff, but
it's all right. No problem at all. But we have to plug ourselves, and so here
Thank
we are
you.
With... our plug for our website, our blog, Ivory Towers on the Web. You can join us for discussions of music, media, culture, sports, and so much more. You can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com, and remember, it's the towers with a Z. So now, Jeff, where are we taking to come out of this?
Now we're going to finish our first show, Rick, and I just want everybody out there listening to understand that this is all, that you don't have to be special to understand any of this. First song we're going to play in his final set is by the great late Doug Somm, who started out his career pretending he was from Australia and ended his career in a band that did two terrific records, the Texas Tornadoes, and... two completely different styles of music, but not really. The Texas Tornadoes, who are you thinking of?
Who were you thinking of when we were making love last night? Was it a good-looking stranger or a girlfriend of mine? When we was into it last night,
mind the way that you talk. But if you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night they could belong to you. The girls move me at their will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. They lay $100 on a bet this time. Tomorrow night I couldn't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill, just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, 'cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. I could be over the hill, just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, 'cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
Thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. From the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and lay. But I ain't gonna turn it back to Lula, don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. talking due south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rack me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rack me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rack me. Rack me, mama, like the wind. Southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
That was the Old Crow Medicine Show doing Wagon Wheel, a Bob Dylan song here on Ivory Towers Radio from their first record called Old Crow Medicine Show. That, Old Crow Medicine Show. Before that, Willie Nelson doing an old blues tune written by Willie Dixon, the great Willie Dixon. I love the life I live. I live the life I love. And we started that set off with the Texas Tornadoes, the late, great Doug Somm, Augie Myers, Flaco Jimenez, Texas Tornadoes, Who Were You Thinking Of, When We Were Making Love Last Night.
I really like that song. You can really hear some Mexican Norteño music in there, certainly a real Texas feel to that.
And as we all know, Doug Somm got his start in the Sir Douglas Quintet, pretending he was from Australia.
Ah, yes, rock and roll. Sometimes it's full of masqueraders and pirates, and other times it's just the most sincere thing you've ever heard. Well, that wraps it up for us. Thank you for joining us on this premiere podcast of Ivory Towers Radio. For Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio, where we still know how to play rock and roll.